Hello, and welcome to the capital of the former Principality of Montbéliard. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Heinrich Schickard. What do you mean you've never heard of me? Well, let me tell you that I was an engineer, urban planner, cartographer, and architect in the service of Prince Frederick I of Württemberg between 1590 and 1608. At a time when the most important family in Montbéliard was from Lorraine, and the second most important from Burgundy. This small region's destiny became inextricably linked to that of the Württemberg family for the next four centuries. This was in 1397, the year that the young Henriette, heiress to the county of Montbéliard, was betrothed to Eberhard IV of Württemberg. What fortune for me to come to be noticed by Prince Frederick. Do you realize what that meant to me? I can humbly boast of having built or restored 32 churches, including St. Martin's Temple, the Protestant church in Montbéliard. But that's not all, because I also worked on 13 castles, including the Château de Blamont, as well as many bridges, saltworks, and other hydraulic machines. And I'll wager that you don't know this, but in the 20th century, people dubbed me the Swabian Leonardo da Vinci. I must say that I had the pleasure of travelling twice to Italy, one journey in the company of Prince Frederick, to engage in cultural and industrial espionage. My work took me far beyond the boundaries of the Principality of Montbéliard. I worked in and around 20 cities in Württemberg, all of which are now connected by the European cultural route that is named after me. The only thing missing from my list of achievements is the construction of Ludwigsburg Palace. The twinning of Ludwigsburg with Montbéliard happened in 1950, and it was a milestone in Franco-German relations. So, I imagine that makes me a European before my time. But let's get back to Montbéliard. I'd like to offer my services as your guide on a short stroll around the historic town centre. The signs with my face on point you in the right direction.